Okay, so we'll begin this Bible session by naming our sins to God the Father according to 1 John 1:9.
好，我们先开始今天的课程，并且根据约翰一书一章九节跟我们的天父认罪。
Father, sir, we give thanks to you that you've given to us this opportunity to study your word.
感谢天父给我们这个机会能够研读你的话语。
We give thanks for the freedom and all of the assets that you've given to us in order that we can take this time to study your word now.
也感谢天父给我们自由以及所有的资源让我们能够研读你的所有的智慧话语。
We pray that as we learn these things, we would have a deeper understanding of your plan.
然后让我们能够非常深入地了解你对我们的计划。
And a greater appreciation of all the things that you've done for us.
以及非常感激所有你为我们所做的事。
So we give thanks for this time in Christ's name.
我们的感谢是因为主耶稣基督之名。
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, so what I want to do at this point is just take a, it's like a subtopic, because we're really talking about the divine decree.And this is quite an interesting subject we have here, so it's about time we talked about this too.
因为我们都在最近这几次是在谈神的旨意，那我们今天要先从神的旨意下面去谈一个子题。
And there's been a couple of events and things that have been recommended to me recently, and I thought when you do see things in the world, Yeah, everything needs to be viewed through what we call the prism of Bible doctrine. So I'm going to explain what that means.
而我们应该要学习的是如何经由圣经教义的灵镜来看这个世界。
And this is a phrase or a saying that first the Colonel mentioned, and then other pastors that I've learned with have also mentioned about this, that when you do...See things in the world, and it could be reading the newspaper or watching movies or just talking to people. You need to take all of that through the prism of Bible doctrine.
上校牧师曾经提过，然后后来也有很多的牧者都会引用这个说法，就是当我们在看这个世界，尤其是看很多新闻、很多事件的发生的时候，我们应该要拿出圣经教义的灵镜来观看。
And a prism, as you can see on the slide here, it's a specially designed shape where if you put light through it, any kind of a light beam, and it splits the rays of the light up so that all of the colors of the visible spectrum come out. So you can see it all the way red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet.
所谓的灵镜呢，就是像现在荧幕上你看得见的这种锥形的一个透明玻璃。那任何的光线射进这个玻璃的时候呢，它会都会被分散。变成像彩虹一样的颜色，就把这个白光，它其实白光是各种颜色的光组合而成的。那它经过灵镜之后，它就被分析开来，各种颜色你都看得见。
Yeah, so the analogy is really like seeing things as they really are.
也就是说，这个概念，也就是说，我们其实要真正去理解事情的真面真相。
There's other ways that we could compare this, like for somebody that maybe their eyes are no good and they put glasses on, of course, and then everything becomes clearer. So that's one way you could sort of look at this.
用另外一个说法呢，就好像说当一个有近视眼的人，他看不清楚世界，但戴上眼镜之后，世界就更清晰了，是差不多的意思。
Or even you could have somebody speaking in a foreign language, but then somebody's interpreting for you, translating for you, and then you can sort of get an idea of what's really happening.
那还有一种说法就是有人比如说讲了一个你听不懂的语言，那经由一个翻译让你理解大概他在说什么，也就是你真正理解这个事件发生的状态。
Okay, but really you have to keep this analogy in mind is that you're looking at something, and if you look without Bible doctrine, you're going to see one perspective. But when you look, we say through Bible doctrine, which means contemplating all the ideas and principles from Scripture, then you're going to see something else.
就是说当我们看一件事情的时候呢，如果你经由这些圣经教义的教导，你开始有理解这个事情背后可能的状态，你会看到一些不一样的事情。
Yeah, just as a simple analogy or a simple example, we have religion in the world. And a lot of people say, oh, religion is very good. Well, once you start learning Bible doctrine, you realize that it's totally the opposite, that religion is very evil.
举一个简单的例子，就像我们过去呢，可能很多人都会讲说，哦，宗教是对人很好的，对世界很好的。但是如果你仔细的研读我们的圣经，你会发现其实宗教其实是蛮邪恶的。
And the more you learn about this concept, then the more obvious it becomes that religion truly is evil.
而如果你越了解圣经的人呢，他就越能够看透宗教其实是非常非常的邪恶。
At first, you're just sucked into that whole concept that religion is very good. And then once you learn a bit of doctrine, then you can see maybe there's subtle differences. But the more and more you learn, again, it becomes more and more obvious until eventually you can see very clearly religion is just no good.
一开始的时候我们可能都被传扬了这种宗教是好的的概念。但是你开始学习圣经教义，你发现你开始看到一些微小的细微的一些不太对劲的地方，但你读得越熟越了解圣经的时候，你越能明白宗教的邪恶。
And the people that you used to think were very good people, you realize, I mean, well, they're just sinners, or they've been deceived, or, you know, they're very corrupt even.
那有些人呢，我们表面看到他以为他是个好人，就当你越仔细的观察，就发现他，哎，其实他是有蛮多问题的，然后甚至发现他其实是非常的糟糕的一个人。
And on the other hand, you can go oppositely. People that you saw before, you know, Christians, for example, who you saw were very strict, uncompromising, for example, you realize that they were right because they were very, we say, uncompromising in their views.
那有时候我们看一些基督徒啊，你会觉得说这个人怎么那么固执啊，完全都不愿意有一点点妥协。结果你等到真心仔细观察他，你才发觉他不妥协的事情是应该的，是对的。
And even when Jesus Christ came into the world, and Jesus Christ, he was not compromising on anything. And people would look at Jesus Christ and just say, well, you know, you're a rebel. Like the religious leaders said he's a rebel and he's blaspheming and all the rest of it. But once people realized for themselves who Jesus Christ was, they saw the image of God.
而耶稣基督呢，来到世界上的时候，他在开始那个行道的时候，大家也发现说，哎，这个人很奇怪，完全不会有任何妥协，跟当时的世界、跟当时的社会、当时的宗教，他完全不做妥协，然后让很多人很受不了他。但是随着他的这个行径越来越明确的时候，我们越从他身上了解到他是真的非常非常正确而对的一个人。
Yeah, and there's only one truth in the world, and we can call it an absolute truth.
而这个世界上只有一个真正的真理，那我们把它称为绝对的真理。
See, absolute truth is revealed to us through the word of God. It is the thinking of God. And we say absolute means it can't be changed, it will not change, it's immutable.
所以所谓的绝对的真理，其实呢，就是神他的思维，他所说的话。而这个所谓的绝对的真理的绝对呢，意思就是说它是完全不可能更改，不该更改的。
Yeah, and that means absolute truth cannot be compromised.
也就是说绝对的真理是不可以被妥协的。
Now at the same time, and we've got this from our studies of the divine decree, God does give you your freedom. So you're very free to do what you choose to do and what you want to do. But always there's going to be like a perfect way of doing things, which aligns with that absolute truth.
就是所有的事情，虽然我们人类都有自由意志可以决定，但是它实际上是有一个真正的真理，真正最对的一个做法，那就是神的旨意。
And our duty as disciples of Jesus Christ, or you could look at yourself as like theologians, our duty is to find out, to discover what the absolute truth is, and then to make the applications. Duty, your role as a Christian, it's your responsibility really as Christians.Or as disciples of Jesus Christ, to discover the truth, to find the truth.
而作为一个神的孩子或者是一个基督徒啦，我们真正的一个职责呢，就是要真正的找到这个真理是什么，而且将这个真理运用在我们的生命中、生活中。
Yeah.And so it's like, I mentioned the analogy of the glasses. Every time you learn some new doctrine or you discover a new principle or a concept, it's like your glasses have been changed. Your outward view upon the world is changing. And the more you learn, then the clearer it gets.
所以呢，当我们在学习圣经教义的时候啊，学得越深，就好像我们戴上一直在换眼镜，换上了越来越能够让我们看得清楚世界的眼镜。
Yeah, or another analogy you can use is like the jigsaw puzzle, you know, the big jigsaws where they have the small pieces and you have to put them together. Mm-hmm. And you start off with, you've got all these pieces in a bag or in a box, and you bring out one piece at a time, you have no idea what the picture could be. You know, sometimes they tell you, but imagine you haven't seen the final product and all you have is these little pieces you're trying to put together.
另外一个例子呢，也可以把它想象成那种拼图游戏哈，就说你有一包的那个拼图，几千颗的，然后呢，你一颗一颗的拿起来放下去，然后你把它慢慢慢慢的把它拼出一个图案来。但在没有拼成的时候，你这个中间过程，你其实根本不知道这个图案将是什么。
And every little piece represents an aspect of truth.
而每一块拼图它都可以代表的是绝对真理中的一个部分。
It's like a verse or a doctrine or a word. You know, sometimes in our studies we can spend days just looking at one particular word.
我们甚至可以把它想象成一个拼图就好像我们在这个圣经里面的一颗一个字或 一小句话。所以有的时候我们要研究那一个字一句话的时候都会花很多的力气。
Yeah, but again, the more time you spend, and really for us, it's the time that you spend in Bible class and studying the scriptures, the more pieces you're adding, and eventually you can put them down in the right places, and you can see the bigger picture.
然后当你呢越是研读圣经，你对这些教义越了解的话，就好像你有越多的片的这个拼图，你越拼越大，你就越看得清楚这个整个图画是什么。
But you have to ask yourself, what sort of jigsaw puzzle are you working with? Because you can buy these jigsaw puzzles and they're for like children like 4 years old, right? And there'll be 10 pieces in the box. Or you can have the big jigsaw puzzle like 5,000 pieces.
就是但是呢我们也要想想哦，也许我们买来的那一个拼图是什么样的拼图，因为你可以买一个几百块拼图的那种小拼图是给小朋友玩的，你也可以买那5000片的那种拼图是给大人玩的。
Actually, well, the small jigsaw puzzles for children, you know, that's like 10 pieces, right?
还有那种十片的那种拼图是给真的这些很幼儿玩的。
Yeah, but you know, I say, you know, God expects us to behave like adults, especially in our studies as well. So that means you go for the best one, you go for the 5,000 piece jigsaw puzzle.
但是神呢是期待我们能够成为一个成熟的基督徒，所以他当然希望我们有能力去买那个最大的拼图。去玩那个最大的拼图。
Okay, now I'll give you some examples of what I'm talking about. They're just some examples, so you're going to find thousands of examples in your own life, really.
所以刚刚讲的这一些例子呢，是 Tim 给我们的一些例子，但是我们在我们的生活、生命中，我们可以找到各种各样的例子。
Yeah, but hopefully just through these examples, it'll encourage you to sort of look at the way things are in the world and inspire you to look a bit deeper at what's going on around you.
那所以我们在看这个世界的时候呢，常常很多时候都有会让我们有得到很多启发，让我们更了解要怎么样去看这个广大的世界。
Okay, now I use the word here on the second slide here. It's called secular aphorisms. Now, secular means of the world or not being from Christianity, worldly, I guess.
一个概念呢是世界的。
Okay, now this can also include religious type things. When I say, and again, talking about religion as being separate from Christianity. Usually secular means not religious. But I'm going to put secular ideas and religious concepts together here.
就说这种世俗的概念哈，一般来讲是比较不没有属神的那个概念，就是比较不宗教的概念。
Yeah, because again, yeah, some people look at religion as being Christianity, but we're not. We're very different from religion.
有很多人会以为我们基督徒是非常宗教性的，但其实我们不是哦。我们与这个一般的宗教的差异性非常非常的大。
Okay, so again, if I use the word secular, usually it can just mean the world, or in our case, it can mean religion as well. So that puts the two things together.
好，所以呢，我们现在谈这个世俗这个字的时候，我们就把世界的，就是一般讲的世界上发生事，包含宗教，都把它称之为世俗。
And the other word we have on the screen is aphorisms, A-P-H-O-R-I-S-M-S. And an aphorism means words of wisdom, but put into a very small phrase to make it easy to remember, for example.
Now, aphorism 就是格言啊，就是我们常常把一些很大的智慧用少数几个字就把它描述出来的那种格言。
And you'll see, for example, on the right-hand side here, we have one by Aristotle. See, Aristotle is this philosopher. He's looked at as being a very wise person. Yeah, Aristotle is actually in the line of philosophers. If you come down from Plato and then Socrates, I think Aristotle, he's maybe the third one down.
亚里士多德应该是大家都知道的一个在世界上非常有名的哲学家，大概是排名前三名的。
Yeah, and eventually, even Alexander the Great, I think Aristotle might have been his teacher, actually.
So Alexander, 亚里士多德是
Alexander the Great.
亚历山大帝的老师。
Something like that. So yeah, there's all these famous philosophers. But he came up with this phrase, well begun is half done.
好，那亚里士多德有一句很有名的话，就是说呢，你如果有一个好的开始，就是成功的一半。
And that makes sense, you know, because sometimes people, they're trying to get something started and they procrastinate. Procrastinate means that you don't want to do it, you're too lazy, you're too scared of making that first step, something like that.
在某一个方向来说，这个话绝对是对的，因为很多人如果一开始的时候又害怕又什么的，就那种踌躇不前，那后面就很难成功。
Yeah, but then once you get started, then, and this is what Aristotle and other people say, once you get started, then you're halfway there. That's...
但是呢，如果你开始了，你就已经是走在半路上，要成就这个事情的一半了。
Okay, now in some cases, like you know, maybe in business or you're doing a project or something, that is true. It's you know, really what they're saying is you've got to get yourself started. If you don't get started, then nothing's going to happen.
所以在很多事情上来讲，的确啊，你如果不开始，你根本没有机会成功。所以有好的开始就是成功的一半。
Okay, and then we have the other picture here on the left-hand side. This was sent to me by a person in our speaking club. They're always trying to motivate each other to do things.
然后呢，另外一句话呢，是说，第一步总是最难的。
So that the first step is always the hardest. It's sort of saying the same thing. Once you've made that first step, then you're on your way.
这其实跟右边那句话，好的开始是成功的一半，几乎是同一个方向的一个鼓励，就是第一步总是最难的，所以后面其实就容易了。它其实就这个意思。
Yeah, and again, the person that sent this to me, he's from a speaking club, and they teach people how to speak in public, and for many people, that's very difficult. So that's why he probably sent this picture.
这张图呢是在那种就是演讲俱乐部里面的一个人，他拿出来要鼓励人的，因为很多人还害怕在公众面前演讲，所以当你第一次做了，后面就容易做了。
From a secular point of view, like if you're in business or you've got maybe a new invention or you're trying to start up a new project, now these things can actually be true.
对于很多做很多事情的开始来讲，就从世俗的角度来说，它的确是。好像是真的，是真实的一个状态。
And we're bombarded by these kind of things every day, these kind of little messages that people might send on their phones, there's texts and there's memes, and you know, people like to say them in speeches.
那这些话呢，这两句话呢，或者类似这种世俗的格言呢，我们经常都在听，都在看，甚至很多时候你都会看到人家用这个那些简讯发来发去。
But you have to realize we're in the middle of a war. There's a war going on for your soul.
但是我们必须了解，其实我们是正在一个征战之中。这个征战呢，正在处理我们的魂，它正在进攻我们的魂。
Yeah, this is the angelic conflict, and Satan wants to take control of your soul so that you're not thinking in terms of divine viewpoint or looking through that prism of doctrine. But he wants you to you know, take note of these things, these little messages, in order that we don't think like God.
我们其实是在天使的征战中，这些世俗的这些格言呢，其实是有的时候就在被撒旦利用，他想要控制我们的思想。
Okay, now I've made the statement at the top of the slide, secular aphorism, so that means these little sayings that you get from these worldly people, they do not apply to Christianity, but can sometimes have benefit in secular circumstances.
好，所以这句话呢，在跟我们讲说，就是世俗的格言呢，它其实并不能用在我们基督徒的思想里。但是呢，在很多时候呢，它的确啊，这种却可以对于世俗呢是有效用的。
Always be aware of the context. You have to know what these things are talking about. Maybe they could help you, but these things really do not relate to the spiritual life.
所以呢，你要我们必须要随时非常小心，知道这个它是用这句格言是用在什么地方，因为这些格言其实对于我们的属灵的生命啊，其实是无效的，是错误的。
And just to go back to the first picture there, the first step is always the hardest. If you apply that to Christianity, it just doesn't make sense because in Christianity, the first step is the easiest.
所以我们看左边这张图，他说第一步总是最难的。对于我们的一个基督徒来讲，我们的第一步却是最简单的。
Because for Christianity, the first step really is believing in Jesus Christ, and that's just making a decision.
而因为对一个基督徒来讲，他的第一步就是相信耶稣基督。那这个相信耶稣基督就是第一步，就是最简单的一步。
Okay. And actually, the whole spiritual life, really, God has done everything for you. What might be difficult for some people is to make these constant decisions that they have to get into a Bible class and make the time for that.
而对于一个基督徒，他相信了耶稣基督之后的每一步，几乎都是神在帮我们安排的。那只是我们唯一需要做的，对一个基督徒来说，就是来到圣经教义课。
Remember the spiritual life, and that includes all phases, whether it's phase 1, phase 2, phase 3, so salvation and the spiritual life and then eternity. It's all based on grace. There's nothing that you really do for it.
因为我们都之前就学过了，就是我们一个属灵的生命，它其实完全是因着恩典而来。好，就算是第一个阶段那个得到救恩，第二个阶段属灵生命的成长，到第三个阶段得到这个永恒的生命，这些全部都是来自于恩典。
Yeah. And you know, it's not like you have to pay money for salvation, or you pay money to learn the spiritual life, or you have to pay money to get into heaven.
就像而且我们完全不需要付任何钱，我们就得到了救恩，我们就得到属灵生命的成长，我们就去了天堂，完全不需要付出任何东西。
And God doesn't expect you like to have to work hard to make all these good deeds for you to glorify Him.
而神呢，也没有认为我们需要很努力的工作为他做些什么。啊，那为了要怎么样去荣耀他，神并没有这样的要求。
Because the spiritual life takes place in the soul.
因为所有的你的生属灵的生命是在你的魂中发生的。
And now in some cases, you know, you still have to work, of course. But, you know, God is going to provide you everything you need to do that work. He's going to give you your breakfast, for example. He provides for the transport you need to get somewhere. And, you know, sometimes you have to walk somewhere. You might have to lift a suitcase or two or something. But really, there's no hard work in the spiritual life. It's all grace.
虽然在我们的生命中，我们依然需要工作，需要做一些努力这个保有生计的事情，但是在我们的魂中的属灵生命的成长，其实完全是因着恩典。
I've been reading a book lately. It's called The Crimson Cross. Crimson is like the color red, and it's talked about the underground churches in mainland China.
Tim 最近在看一本书，就是叫做《红色的十字架》，然后在讲的是现在整个基督徒在中国大陆的基督徒的一些状况。
And how a lot of those people were persecuted.
那有不少人呢是被处决了。
And they were on the run, so they're trying to run away from the authorities, and they would escape to different places, and many of them were even put in prison.
那有不少的人呢，他们一直在要逃离那些管制啊，那甚至还有很多人被抓了。
Okay, and while in prison, they have to work very hard.
当他们在这个监牢里的时候呢，是需要做非常多的苦工。
Okay, so in that kind of view, you could sort of argue, well, the, you know, are they working for Jesus? But still, the spiritual life is taking place in the soul.
所以在这种时候，他在这个监狱里的这种劳工劳苦，是不是在为神做工呢？但其实我们不用讨论那件事，我们要想的是他们的脑中魂中在什么事情正在发生。
Because the interesting thing is when you're reading these stories about these people and they're in prison, and not just Christians in these camps, for example, you know, they have all kinds of people that were in these camps. But the Christians had joy. That was the main thing that came out. And other people come to them and say, why are you happy? We're stuck in these camps and we're having to work 12 hours or 14 hours a day and we're not being fed very well.And you're always so happy. What's happening here?
所以我们应该看看哈，这些人他们被关在监牢里，但在监牢里不是只有基督徒被关，但是你可以看到他们全部都在这个监狱里面呢，但是 那些基督徒却好像看起来非常的开心，好像有喜乐随时跟着他们。那其他的人都会问说，哎，你们干嘛那么开心啊？为什么我们吃的又不好，穿的又不好，然后又累了个半死，你为什么那么的喜乐？
Okay, because the thinking was not relating, the happiness wasn't relating to their work or what they were doing or what they were eating. The happiness was relating to what was in their soul.
那是因为呢，所谓的快乐，它跟你所吃的好不好，住的好不好，工作轻不轻松一点都没有关系，所有的喜乐是在他脑中所发生的状态。
Okay, and so from that point of view, it's not really working. Yeah, these Christians that had been persecuted and put in prison, they'd spent time beforehand studying about God and they knew about God's love, and that provided them the spiritual sustenance, the spiritual food, endurance, yeah.
好，所以这些人呢，他们其实生活的状态与他的灵属灵的生命的状态其实是无关的。他们属灵的生命呢，是因为他们之前的研读所有神的话语，就好像提供了他的思维里面的一个营养，让他能够非常的喜乐。
Yeah, and that was the attitude that Jesus taught his disciples. The true happiness does not come from your circumstances; it comes from your relationship with God.
这些就好像耶稣在教导他的学生，就说所有的真正的喜乐不是来自于旁边周遭发生的事情，而是来自于
just from God、yeah.
而是真正是来自于 God, 神、
oh. And your relationship with God is not based on any kind of works, it's based on grace.
你要与神的关系是你喜乐的真实来源，而这个关系是来自于恩典。
Again, you don't have to pay anything to God. You're not working to have God love you. It's all just on your attitude. Are you positive to God's word and his grace towards you?
所以所有的喜乐是来自于你的态度，是你跟神之间的关系，你怎么去看待这个关系，你的态度。
Okay, so that's why you have to be careful when you do see these things. Like the first step is always the hardest.
所以你看啊，所有的事情第一步都是最难的，这件事情就好像跟我们刚刚所说的事情是无关的。
And it's like in religions, for example, people, they might make a resolution, which means in their mind, they think, okay, I'm going to work hard to get to know God. So what do I have to do? Well, I have to go on a pilgrimage, maybe. Maybe they think they have to go around all different countries, and they have to go to all these places, and they have to do things for God. But to make that change, it's very hard work.We're talking about people that are trying to find God through religion.
那我们看看哈，有些人呢，他们想要经由这个宗教的行为去找到神，然后他以为他必须要去到全世界去传教，要去用非常大的力气，他才能够得到神的认可。
But actually, these people they never really get started. The more they work hard, the more arrogant they become, and the further they get away from salvation.
所以我们这样看这些人呢，他们不但呢，并没有因为他的努力去做很多很多的事情为了神而得到跟神之间的关系，他反而是越努力离神越远。
And looking again at this quote from Aristotle, "Well begun is half done." We can't apply that to the Christian life either.Because the Christian life is never finished.
然后呢，另外这个亚里士多德说，好的开始是成功的一半，这句话也对于我们这个基督徒的属灵生命来讲也不合理，因为属灵生命的成长是永远不会结束的。
Yeah. Now obviously there is a point of spiritual maturity that God expects you to get to. God does expect you to keep growing spiritually.
神呢，的确会期待我们属灵的生命越来越成熟。
Okay, but really there's no point where God says, okay, that's it, you're finished.
但神永远不会跟你说，哦，你的属灵生命的这个成长已经毕业了，你已经完成了，没这回事。
Okay, oh, that stopped. I thought I had 30 seconds left.
But it always says less than 1 minute.
It was counting down the seconds, actually.
Oh, really?
Yes, I was watching. Okay.